Blog Talk Radio.
And every one of you being here on Blog Talk Radio, I know it's been some time that we have spoken, but we are going to go right into the Word of God. May it be a blessing to the hearers and the doers of His holy Word. Amen. International Prayer Center is now in a live session. God bless each and every one of you.
The Word of God. I did continue to be my God. And I did about that next. When I will, it shall be. When I will, it shall keep me.
Well,
when I will, it shall come with me. When the commandment is a man, and the law is a man.
Amen. You're good to smile. Hallelujah. You are perfect.
We thank you, God, that your blood is still warm.
We thank you that your word still rules and still stands, God. It still does what it needs to do, God. We thank you for the accomplishments that you set before us. God, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You are a good, good Father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm in love with you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You're a good Father.
Listen, I was talking with my sister this morning, and I was sharing with her some insight that I had. And I was listening to some of my old spirituals, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to pass. What a privilege it is to carry. You may be seated. Everything to God in prayer. And I thought about my old spiritual father. And he's been on my heart all morning. And then the old spiritual came up, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. And I thought about all of the wisdom that he imparted. And I saw him all over again. And I thought, God, this congregation is filled with at least 25 members. And if I search out the record, we should have at least 35 members. Amen. But I don't get to see every face every Sunday. But I hear from everyone regularly. Amen. And I was saying to my sister, what rang in my spirit is what if broken shackles, the crisis, God said that's me. What if the pools decided to leave? What if the Javilians decided this is not for me anymore? I don't hear God. And my father, he took me back for a second because I said, God, is this what I did to my father? When I decided I needed to turn and walk away because I knew that God was calling me to a higher teaching, a higher position, I knew that God was pulling me up to do a great work for him. But God was saying to me that I have approved me when men said no. So he gave me a sense of security that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. But it still didn't bother my mind, said in my heart, that I hurt my father. Because I walked away. I felt like if I wasn't adamant enough, I felt that if I was standing up to really speak to him from my heart, that I would have been a disobedient servant and I wasn't a good child. But now I realize that was the mistake that I made. Certainly I had outgrown where I was. And there was a higher calling for me. But my position and my mannerism was very disrespectful. It wasn't an open, direct concept, but it was disrespectful. And I was saying to my sister, that
in his last days, it was filled with suffering. It was filled with anguish. It was filled with disappointment. And I also remember riding here to this sanctuary to worship the Lord, that he fell on my heart heavily. And I called him. And as witness, I'm sure you remember that conversation. And you ever realize that oftentimes, Mother Brown, when somebody say, pray for me, keep me in your prayers, you say, okay, and you go on about your day, and you really don't pray for them. You just, out of repetition, you say, okay, yeah, I'll pray for you. I'll keep you in my prayers. But in that moment, Pastor, I stopped what I was doing. I had my Bible open and I was reading as my husband was driving me to this sanctuary. And when my spiritual father said this to me, I immediately went into prayer. And have you ever heard a grown man weep? That cry that he gave cut me to my core. He said, daughter, I've always loved you. I've always prayed for you. I've always wanted the best for you. I want you to grow. And I said, Bishop, I've never stopped loving you. And a week later, he was gone. And as I was worshiping this morning, I thought about all of the celebrations and all of the parties and everything that, all the festivities that have been going on, and how life is so short, and how others that are in ministry don't celebrate life. You know, a lot of them say, well, preacher, you dance, you drink, you have fun. Absolutely. Because this life was not promised to me. And he did not equip me for me to stay home and be stale and stagnated, because the word of God said that if you're so holy, then you're no earthly good. So it has to be a balance in life, and I think that's where I failed, to allow my spiritual father to cross over. And as I said to my sister this morning, I don't want my last days to be filled with anguish and disappointments and having the ones that I love turn their back on me. She said, these are not your last days. I said, I didn't say that these were my last days. I said, I don't want my last days to look like that. And he took me into the scriptures, Mother. And I was in Proverbs. But Proverbs 3 told me about the benefits of wisdom. He said, my son, forget not the laws, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around the neck and write them onto the tables of your heart. So shall good things and understanding in the sight of man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. And always acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And it shall be health in thy navels, and marrow in thy bones, and honor the Lord with thy substance. And with the first fruit of all thine increases. All thine increase. People say, I've given my tithing, and that's all I'm due to give. But all thy increase means everything that you come across that is an increase within you, your finances, your time, your understanding, your guidance. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst open with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. But then I was reading on, and I heard Christ speak to me. And I ended up in Matthew 13. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Who have ear to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of the heaven unto like the treasure hid in the field, which when a man hath found, he hideth. And for joy therefore goeth into all things that he hath, and buyeth that field. And what I heard the Lord saying to me is, all of your possessions, McCray, everything that you hold dear to you, I need you to give it up for me. As I called you to a higher calling, I've already made provisions for you. If I've called you to this work and you've heard my call, give up everything that you have and buy that land. And Christ said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto the merchant man seeking godly pearls, who, when he has found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. Again, the kingdom of the heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, with which it was full, nine drawn to the shore, and sat down and gathered good into the vessels, but cast the bad away. His word said so much to me. He let me know that everything that we hold dear is not pure. And everything that we may deem holy is not always holy. Because even though we cast the net, we collect some bad things. Amen? And I thought about my spiritual father, and I said, God, he had cast his net so many times. But in the end, his one last throw over, what he pulled in was anguish and pain and frustration. And he pulled in people that were selfish, and not thinking of him. And it pains me this morning to stand before you and say I was part of that number. But in the midst of all of that, God is still a just God. He's still a forgiving God. You know, we love to quote the cliche, it's not what you do, it's how you do it, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. But I certainly can adhere to that. It's not always what we do, it's how we do it. But because I was on fire for the Lord, and I was ready to work for God. But all of the hell that the enemy was ready to put before me, it came. And it came at a cost. I lost friendships. Rumors of rumors began to spread about me. I was an adulterer. I was a sinful individual filled with iniquities. They began to say things, and they caused me great, great hardship with friendships. They began to put a label on me, Deacon, that I was the woman that was destroying households. Even my children made a joke about it, and I just never found it funny. Yeah, you the woman that always upholds and takes other women's husbands. Right by Pastor Greg. Even to this day, they still spread rumors about me. And it's not true. But then I felt, because of all of these things that are happening to me, God is saying, listen, I'm allowing these things to happen to you because you're not doing my work. The work that I've given to you, you're not giving my word. You're not doing my word. You're not living my word because you're allowing others to dictate. But even in my turning around, his word said that I'm to wrap it around my neck. This is why there is a mandate for the pastors and ministers to wear the pontiff. Stand up, pastors, ministers. I want them to understand what this is. Deacon, if you will. When you see a half of pontiff, which is the ministers and deacons, it's to say that they're committed. But their commitment is to the work in the house and the solicitation of the souls. But when you see the full yoke around the neck, it said that I'm tied down and I belong to Christ. So he said, write it out unto the tables of your heart that you may not sin against me. But he also said, hang it around your neck. Because you are examples of the church. You represent who Christ is. You're servants first. You may be seated. You know, it pains me when we come across pastors that don't want to do anything and believe that they ought to be served. Amen. Amen. We are servants first. We serve you, the people, the Lord. But Solomon began to show me in Proverbs 6. He said, these things do what the Lord hates. Yea, seven are abomination to him. He said, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceiveth, or the Lord be killed, the Lord not come. A heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift and running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the laws of thy mother. Bind them continually around thy heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thy going, it shall lead thee, and when thy sleeping, it shall keep thee, and when thou wakest, it shall walk with thee. The question I have for you this morning is, what are you wearing around your neck? Are you wearing deceit? Are you wearing sarcasm? Are you wearing hatred? Are you wearing the adulterous behaviors? Are you wearing manipulation? Are you wearing a lying tongue? Are you wearing a murderous heart? Are you wearing boastfulness? Are you wearing pride? Are you walking to the point where no one can direct you because you got it all figured out? What is it that you're wearing around your heart? You know, I say to my kids, listen, this is not about you. This world is bigger than you. That they need to learn how to humble themselves. Instructions are given, amen, for a reason. These are the words that are some of the benefits of wisdom. This is why I even minister to you, son. Even with employment, if it's not your job, you adhere to the rules. Amen? Rules are set in place for a reason. But what God would like to see you wear is love and peace and joy, prosperity, worship, praises, truth, guidance, unity. This was a precise word. It was a decent word. It was a right to the point word. That we ought not to walk around with our own understanding. The word said, lean not on unto your own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him. Then he would hear your what? He'll hear your prayers. And it's in that moment that he'll hear your language. We can't do anything without God. My husband is a big man. And he carries a lot of weight behind what he does. Amen, somebody. But it's going to take more than that to do the work that he needs to do. He can't do anything without God. I'm a big girl. Amen. But I can't stand before you if I don't have the Lord on my side. He said, loving kindness will I draw thee. If you didn't love me, I couldn't draw you to me. And I believe that everyone under the sound of my voice loves me and they love the Lord. I was talking to my grandson this morning and he told me that he had experienced a few things, but I said, baby, it's all right. All back into the sanctuary and take your seat because all is well. Amen. Loving kindness will I draw thee. So what are you carrying around your neck? What are you walking in with the authority of? What are you going through? Because whatsoever sign you're carrying, that will determine how people will treat you. What kind of smile you have on your face depends on how people will greet you. But he said, write it out on the tables of your heart. It's like a reminder to you. Listen, God, remind me of your word. The word of God, he even said, remind me of my word. Bring it back to my remembrance. Tell me what I said again. Because I'm going to keep my word. Anybody know that we serve a good, good God? So when I walked away from my father because I saw that this was what I was supposed to be doing. And then God reminded me, it is. But I gave you the charisma of grace. And you didn't exercise the grace that I've given to you. But because you acknowledge that and you have a repenting heart, I still bestow my mercy unto you. How about this God we serve? So one thing I can say is that I'm not discouraged by the numbers, because all the seats are filled. I remember listening to Blog Talk and even going back on Blog Talk and watching the numbers decrease down to zero. Every time I have an opportunity to sign into Blog Talk, it'll knock me out. Amen? And I pay for it daily. So I said, well, God, why am I paying money for something I can't have? And you brought it back to my remembrance. Why did I pay with my life for something that I can't have? So he paid the ultimate price for us. So this morning as I was dialing in, the waves opened up. And immediately we had 64,000 listeners all over again. So, Pastor Grice, it went from being 60,000 listeners on a regular basis down to zero. So it almost says to me, Mother, somebody was waiting to hear the word of God. Somebody needed to experience God. Somebody needed to hear what God says to the Lord. And I'm like, God, I thank you. Because confirmation is always on point. I said to myself, we're going to start immediately at 11:30. So no matter how much money and finances you're pouring out of yourselves, you can't beat God's blessing. He gave the ultimate sacrifice that we may have life and have it more. What? I was talking to my husband, and you all don't understand what it meant for him to say he wanted to be baptized and again, even though we know that there is one spirit, one baptism. Amen? But it's something about when a person makes up in their mind to start all over again. Yeah. It's a great commitment when you say, you know what, I want to do this over again. I want to be right in the sight of God. Amen. And so I said, Lord, he didn't even know. I had to walk away from him for a minute, and I went inside my house, and I began to shout. I said, I'll be right back. And I had to go into my private place. See, my office is my private place. I had to go all the way up front and yell out, God, I thank you. So when Pastor gave that worship at the altar, I knew that God heard my cry. And I danced. Because I was this close to walking away with what I thought was a hindrance. Lean not onto your own understanding. Some people say, I want to have the patience of Job, but when you're challenged, when you're challenged, if you don't have faith to walk this walk, it says that you need to learn. Don't play with God. And don't play with his word. Listen here, God will make a fool of you. Yeah? He'll take his hands off you. Because don't you know, we are foolish people anyway. And I don't mean that God is going to orchestrate you and make you do stupid stuff. He's going to take his protection off of you and watch you do stupid stuff. The word of God said that we are born into sin and that we are shaped with the iniquities. So we already have a mindset to do stupid things. But as Amos said, that he said, if he turns his back, said, if I take back my word, if I take back my bread, if I stop talking altogether, what would you be? If I have nothing else to say to you, the Lord said, where will you be? What would happen to you if I stopped instructing you? Children don't like to listen to their parents. Because they figure when I'm 18, I'm grown. When I'm 21, I'm grown. When I'm 25, I'm real grown. When I'm 30, I have arrived. You've yet to live at the age of 30. I can say that with a pure heart. You are just coming into your own. Anybody in here over the age of 40, raise your hand. We just about getting it right. We're just about getting it right. So young people, you need to use wisdom and start listening to the elder. When you're giving instructions, it's not to hinder you. It's not to put you down. It's not to beat you up. It's not to deprive you. But it's to protect you. It's to guide you. It's to instruct you. Because we've been there and we've done that. And we can see it before you see it. But pride and boastfulness stands up. Because that's what's hanging around your neck. But it's time for us to take off. I remember when the pastor was preaching over at New Horizons. Pastor Poole was giving us instructions. And I remember it so clearly. You know, I got my shoes shined with the preparation of peace. I have my sword of the spirit and my shield of faith. And I got my breastplate with righteousness and a helmet of salvation. And I'm ready for this battle. We have to gird up ourselves with the right things. We have to protect ourselves with the right. Listen. You find no more protection more than this. Learn to speak the word of life. Learn to hang around your neck. Gird up yourself. Amen? It's not a hoop message this morning, but it's a clear message this morning. What's hanging around your neck? Bye-bye, naysaying. Strife, envy. In the scriptures, he just named a few that he didn't like. And also just a few. But if you can have faith, the size of a mustard seed. The words that you can have faith of a mustard seed, then you can move mountains. So have enough faith that you're going to get with one another and touch and agree in the morning time and pray before you leave each other's presence. When you get together in the evening time before you go and you slumber, touch and agree and pray before you lay down on the sleep. Call somebody you haven't spoke to in a while and I'm just thinking about you. I want to know if you're okay. They need a very moment that the enemy has entered into their lives. And like a wrecking ball, knocking everything over. This has been a life lesson for me the last couple of weeks. And my sister reminded me, he's going to tell you to get out of the way. Because you always want to fix it. Amen? But sometimes we got to let go and let God. Yeah, that's a hard thing to do, ain't it? To trust God. Anybody in this place really trust God? Yes. Yes. give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I need you to replace anything that's hanging around your neck with the pearls of wisdom. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands.
Father, I thank you, O God, for this holy supper, O God. I thank you, O Lord, for the partaking, O God. Father, we ask, O Lord, that this body be received, O God, and that your blood will continue to run, O God. Let them receive now this holy ordinance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm standing steady from the room.
For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Wherefore, who shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not the journey of the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sweet. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned to the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. Then ye come not together into condemnation, and the rest I will set in order when I come.
Thank you. was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And said, take ye, this is my body which is broken for you. This you do you as often as you remember me. And after the same manner he took the cup. And when he had that faith, this is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. My life is not my own. To you, I belong. I give myself. I give myself to you. I give myself. My life is not my own. To you, I belong. I give myself to you. Would everyone that needs prayer today, would everyone that would like to say, I desire to join this church, the doors of the church are open. If you desire prayer this morning, I ask that you come forward. If you desire a church home this morning, I ask that you come forward.
Give myself away so we can use me. Give myself away.
Father, as me and my spiritual son are touching and agreeing right now, oh God. Father, I know, oh God, that you would be ever so present, oh Lord. Father, I shield him now in the name of Jesus, God. I bind up every ill thought process, oh God, every argument, oh God. Father, I come against everything that will come against him now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, oh Lord, that you will pour out your wisdom unto him, oh Lord. Father, that you will give him the oracles to speak, oh God. And Father, that his household, oh God, will be a household of faith, oh God. That his union put before you, oh God, will be a saved union, oh God. Father, I ask, oh God, that this same spirit will be poured out into his sons, oh God. That they will walk with the authority appointed to him, oh God. And Father, that you will walk and hold him up, oh God. Keep him accountable to your faith, oh God. Keep him accountable to your gospel, oh Lord. This and all things we ask in Jesus' name. Even, oh God, today on this meeting, oh Lord, go before them, oh God. Let it not be a confusement attitude, oh God. Let the atmosphere be conducive, oh Lord. Let the openness, oh God, be received unto you, oh God. Let them walk away whole and holy, oh God, as one desired before your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, Father. It is so. It is so.
Give myself away so you can use me.
Give myself. Holy Ghost. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are you here for prayer, honey? God, every struggle, oh Lord, every hindrance, oh God, everything that will cloud her atmosphere, God, we come against it now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I lift up your servant to you and eager right now, oh Lord. Father, that you would understand her heart, oh God, and God, that you would see who she is, oh Lord, and Father, oh God, that you would go before her, oh God, and everything that is not like you, oh God, that you would make her path straight, oh God. God, we ask, oh Lord, that you forgive us everything that is not pleasing in your sight. I speak life now, oh God, that she would be holy and acceptable in your sight, oh God, and everything that would hinder her, oh God, we come against it now in the matchless name of Jesus. Keep her and guide her, oh God. Let her be a beacon to her family, oh God, a shining light, oh God, that you may be glorified. Wisdom now in the name of Jesus. And poured Holy Spirit. Oh God. Jesus. Oh God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Amen. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Robots.
But I'm not In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
But now, Blog Talk listeners, we thank you for chiming in. We thank you for hearing the virtuous prayers of the righteous. We ask that God will continue to be with you and hold you and mold you into a manner of man that will be blissful unto the kingdom of God, that you will draw men unto the light and they will see who Christ is. Until we meet again, I love you, but God loves you best. Amen. Thank you.